still the beer. Is there any relationship between these dinim? Let's say, in order for the dam to be an avatuma, there has to be a rias nida, that the woman became a nida, she's an avatuma, and she's asur labailo, so then the dam is an avatuma. Or they say, no, dam is an avatuma, dam hanida, dam and amoker is an avatuma, even if there was no ria. Where do you have a hechitimtze? So you have, the Gemara has two examples. One example is, a woman dies, and after she dies, the dam comes out, dam and amarka comes out. So after the person dies, that's not called a rias nida. So she doesn't, she's dead, she's an avi avais atum. She becomes a grandfather. Okay. Honorary grandfather, after you die, everybody becomes avi avais atum. So she can't become a rias nida. She doesn't become an avatum, she doesn't become a sura abayla. So that's one machlokes hatanai, where they say the dam hanida that comes la achamisa, that's later in the Mesichta. Is that considered an av hatuma or not? The Gemara's lashon is, do you say makam mekayim tomei or makam mekayim tohar? So the pasha pshat is, do I say dam hanida, dam and amoker is an av hatuma, even if it didn't come out derech riyah? Do you say no? The status of the dam as an av hatuma is if it was came out derech riyah and it was metame the woman, made the woman into an av hanida, and they Avatume, and they made the woman into a nida, asur l'bayla. There was a riya, so then the dam that comes at derech riya becomes an avatume. Then the Gemara has another case earlier in the Mesichta, dam mako. What does it mean, dam mako? If the woman has a mako, she has a cut, so that's not dam and amoker. Dam and amoker, the Chazanish writes a loshen, is the chelek asfogi, is the dam that comes from the endometrial lining inside. That's called dam and amoker. That's a shaila in recent years. Sometimes they do a, what do they call it, when they cut out the whole lining inside? Hysterectomy or something. So sometimes they do a partial hysterectomy, so there's still mucker that can bleed. Sometimes they remove total, there's mamish, no chelek hasfogi whatsoever. And then the woman has dam afterwards. So some of the rabbanim and Eretz wrote shuvas, the woman can't be a nida. Whatever the dam is coming from, but it's not from the chelek hasfogi. There are five volumes that are called Orchas Rabbeinu. Someone was very close to the disciple for over 40 years. As a teenager, he learned by the disciple, and then he stayed with them for many years. So he writes there that there was a while, that at one time, Rabbi Tendler sent a letter to the Rabbanim and Eretz, that Rabbi Moshe was machmer on this. So no one understood what in the world this means, that they did a total hysterectomy. What does it mean? Because Rabbi Tendler said the name of Rabbi Moshe, so they had Derech Eretz. And they were machmer. But then later they decided there must have been some miscommunication or something, and they wrote shuvah. They just say that it's not so. If it's a total hysterectomy, there is no chelek hasfogi in a mocker. So by definition, they can't have dam anida. Let's say if a woman when they're cutting out the whole lining from the mocker, so there's going to be a lot of bleeding at that time. So the woman probably was anida from before. She already was a nida, so she doesn't have to make bedikas afterwards. We know for sure. The only reason why you have to make bedikas shiva nikiyim is to ascertain, are the 7 days nikiyim or not? If they cut out the whole chelek hasfogi, so by definition, the first 7 days are going to be shiva nikiyim, and then she goes to mikveh after the 7 days. There's no need to make any bedikas. If you know bevadoyah, that there's nothing happening.
Could she still be a
zava? No, zava also needs dam and amoka. Azava needs shivin akim. We'll get to a different thing, a need and azava. We'll have to get to it. So that's the pashtus like that. You have to have dam and amok. Dam and amok means the chelek asfogi. The Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva where he argues the whole case. There's a Tosfos earlier where the Tosfos wants to know, how did the Tanoim know that a woman only becomes a need if it's dam and amok? Where do they know? Maybe any dam that comes out from that part of the body, even if it's not from the chelek asfogi. So Taisus says a pesadrosha from a pasuk or from a hey hayudia the dam hayudua. So the Minchas Yitzchok raises a suggestion. They're standing on the head to try to figure out why did Rabbi Tendler say name Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that there's room to be machmer. So he makes a suggestion maybe when the woman has a chelek hasfogi, when she has the lining, so the hey hayudia dam is the dam that comes min amoker, and she doesn't have the lining, so wherever the dam is coming from. So that'll be the dam and amoker, but that's not the accepted opinion. We assume, like the Chazon Ish wrote, the definition of dam and amoker is the dam and amoker. So So the shaila is machlekes hatanoim. What's the din? If you have dam in amoka, but it didn't come out derech riyah, it came out lachamisa. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. They say dam in amoka constitutes an av hatumah. To make the woman an av hatumah, she should be a nida lebayla. She should be an av hatumah. You need a riyah. Riyah has to be while she's alive. But the dama nida will be a cheptav and av hatumah even comes out lachamisa. Or what will be if it's dam mako? It's a dam mako. Bichlal, it's not dam in amoka. What does the Gemara say? Dam mako is totally in a machlekes hatanoim. Well, the mokam become a tummy, mokam become a tummy. It's not dam in amoka. So what are they talking about? So the Ragachava points out that Rashi is careful to interpret on that Gemara. When the Gemara talks about dam mako, the Rashi says there's a mako in one of the inner organs that's touching the mokar, and that causes the mokar to bleed. So Rashi learns that it's dam in amoka, but it's not. The mokar isn't giving off the dam. There's a maka in the organ that's next to the... There's a maka in the spleen. There's some kind of an infection in some other inner organ that's causing the mokar to bleed. So that's, by definition, not called a riyah. A riyah means when the mokar gives off the dam by itself. When the mokar doesn't give it off, there's a maka in another more organ that causes it. So that's not... It's dam in amoka that's coming out, but it's not called a riyah because the mokar didn't push it out. So that's vayta machlekes satanoi. That's how the Ragachava Farenf is the Rambam. The Rambam writes Mokam Bekoimitome, that the dam that comes out Lahamisa constitutes an Avhatuma. And nonetheless, the Rambam writes a dam mako is Tohar. Not only the Isha is not Tmeya, it's not a Riyah, the dam mako is not an Avhatuma. So the Kasha is against the Gemara. The Sidre Tari is against the Gemara. Sidre Tari is a commentary in the end of Yerideya. So you have two parts to the Sidri Tara. So he has, the first part is a commentary simon by simon on the Shulchan Aruch, then he has a commentary on the Gemara that's called Chidud Halachas. And the Chidud Halachas, he points out the Shver Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. We'll have to look at the Gemara tomorrow. The Gemara said the Ferish that Dam Mako is a Machlekes Maka Mekametome. The Rambam Paskins Maka Mekametome. Hakam, he says Dam Maka doesn't constitute an Avatuma. So the Ragachava answers, there are two kinds of maka. The Rambam is talking, there's a maka that's bleeding. So that's by definition, that's not dam and amaka. The Gemara is talking, the dam is men amaka, but there's a maka, Rashi writes, there's a maka in a different organ that causes the maka to bleed. So that's not called the riyah. Why do I give this as an introduction? We're not going to deal with tumah v'tahara. We're going to deal with the nidah labayla. We're not going to talk about isha as an afatumah. We're not going to spend time on the chefts of the dam being an avatum, because the Nadi Behuda makes a big fuss about this. He says in the Chuvas Nadi Behuda and in the Dogel Mervava, he says that this psak of the Rambam, the Mokam Akamitame, opens up a lot of things in Hilchas Nida. So believe that tomorrow we'll have to continue. Okay. So we're going to have to discuss also. Rabbi Chana Vachman has a whole essay in his Sefer HaMiramos. What's the relationship between the riyah that makes the woman into an avatum and the riyah that makes the woman asur al baila? Is it totally zebizet or not necessarily? It brings many rishonim to say it's not necessarily totally zebizet. The woman can be avatum and she will be teres l'baila. They're not necessarily totally zebizet.